You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's a big Daily Memphian lineup today. I hope you subscribe to the Daily Memphian, where you can read those folks and their talented colleagues. In addition to all that, we got just a bazillion things to talk about today. Couple quick updates real quick. We got, I talked yesterday about the Central Jazz Band and their a triumphant performance over the weekend. Yesterday, they were featured more good publicity in a story in the New York Times that included significant mentions of the Central High Jazz Band. So that was fun. We've got the Battle of the Bones. I guess the real Battle of the Bones is starting today because the Memphis in May Barbecue Fest begins today. I'm correct, Jeffrey. Smoke Slam starts tomorrow. Isn't that right?
Correct. We have Friends and Family Night tonight.
Friends and Family Night tonight. So we got a lot of smoke going on. The whole city is going to smell like a roast.
Jeff, it's an important night. This is the night where everyone takes the picture of basically all their kids in their team gear.
Oh,
so it's a huge,
beautiful.
Everybody's got to really be on it.
So we got all that going on. And of course, it is the NFL schedule release day. It is the NFL schedule release day. And it's become a massive day in the NFL calendar, kind of preposterously so, but whatever, good for them. So much so, like, we will see all the teams sort of vie to have the most creative schedule release video, right? That will be a part of today. And we will look at all the various matchups. We have some more, by the way.
Was last year the year that Josh did the party in the hole?
Remember the social media video? Yeah. Right. Yeah. And so we shall see. That's a thing. We do have a couple of other things that have trickled out. We already talked about the international games. We know the opener is going to be the Eagles against the Cowboys on that Thursday night. We now also know that Thanksgiving game will be the Cowboys against the Chiefs. Will be the Cowboys Thanksgiving game. What do you think of that, Jeffrey? You grateful?
Well, this also means, Jeff, I hope you're sitting down for this. I believe this means we will be getting a healthy dose of the Chiefs and the Cowboys on television this year.
It does, well, because we're also getting the Chiefs on Christmas night.
Yeah.
Hosting the Broncos. And evidently, this is something where the Chiefs are sort of laying their claim, or the NFL is connecting the Chiefs to Christmas, trying to, in the same way that Dallas and
their
Detroit.
Their coach does look like Santa Claus.
They do. They have an. It's almost unfair. It's almost unfair.
It's really not.
It is.
Yeah.
One of the stipulations is he's going to be dressed in a red suit in order to cement this connection. Talking about the Nuggies. So what do you think about that? The problem is, well, Chiefs hosting the Broncos on Christmas and the Chiefs going to Dallas on Thanksgiving. Does feel like we're going to get some Chiefs this year, doesn't it?
And so I believe the other rumor was, so they announced all the international games with the exception of, we just found out that the Chargers were playing in Brazil, but we don't know who their opponent is. It seems, Jeff, there's strong possibilities that indeed that is the Chiefs as well.
It's going to, all this is going to be, who knows, it may trickle out some more, but it's at 7 o'clock Central is when the schedules will be released. So it is a massive day. And then we have a ridiculous amount of sports news to get into as well. We've got the PJ Haggerty news. We've got, oh my God, we've got more Belichick news. We got the price of the ESPN app has been released. If you want to stream and get all of ESPN's, their direct streaming app that they are going to launch. We have more NBA stuff. The tough news out of Boston with the Jason Tatum injury and surgery. Actually,
I think that was the confirmed. First time I've ever in my lifetime that I can remember someone, we confirmed successful surgery before we confirmed what the MRI said.
There you go. And then we got the Pete Rose news. So,
yeah.
I mean, Shoeless Joe. Well, that was part of the genius of this.
We can't leave Ray Liotta out of this.
Part of the genius of this was they didn't just do something for Rose. Right.
Yeah.
I think they did something for
even in death. Absolutely not. We can't.
Who were made permanently ineligible. I'll have things to say about all of this as the show goes on. And then if you want to look beyond the world of sports, we got the Menendez brothers. We got Menendez brothers news. We got Diddy news. Although I have very happily, really pretty much avoided that entire mess. I know very little about it. I'm not the person to weigh in on it. Seems unseemly. Seems like there was a lot of baby oil involved and some coercion perhaps that I guess that's the subject of the trial. Seems a little too unseemly for someone with tender sensibilities like me. Oh, and then we had the TJ Short stuff, the point guard. Tuomas Isalo's former point guard. We had some rumors, maybe a little premature, about whether he might be becoming a Grizz. So we got a million things to get into. But I did think I would start with the news. I think it's news. Coming from John Calipari himself, who was in town with Arkansas, you know, the Arkansas.
Is the touchdown, whatever their version of the touchdown
show,
club,
whatever the hell it's called. Yeah.
The hog road trip or whatever.
Yeah. They were here, and John let slip or intentionally released that you remember that game. The exhibition game between Memphis and UNC that was played for the benefit of St. Jude. Well, it appears highly, 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 highly likely that they will do that again this year and that the opponent will be Arkansas and John Calipari will be returning to Memphis and will be coaching on the sidelines at FedEx Forum. And as John said last night, he wants to turn it into a celebration of all the players who played for him at the University of Memphis, not just the team that went to the national championship game, but all the players who played for him at the University of Memphis. A couple things real quick before we get into the Calipari part of it, and we may even do a Jeff Calkins Show poll on this. But when I talked to Rick Shadyac as he was exiting, he was a little skeptical. Like the first event was a success, but it was not an overwhelming success. I'll say that it was great in terms of generating attention for the city and for St. Jude. The fact that they were able to pull it off on such short notice was nearly miraculous. I do think it got the season off to sort of a significant start. You're not limping into a season and, you know, all of a sudden you've got a signature event that sort of focuses the mind a little bit. Oh, Memphis basketball, here you go. And in the end, I think those exhibition games that they played against quality teams in North Carolina and Alabama proved to be instrumental in terms of their non-conference success that the Memphis Tigers ultimately had. It was not an overwhelming success because the ticket sales were modest, fine, but modest. They did it on short notice. They were reasonably priced, but they weren't you know, low priced. They were priced like regular Memphis Tiger basketball games, honestly. And then the other thing is that the reason that the teams do this, that UNC did it or that Arkansas would do it, is to get NIL money into the pockets of their players. And so you're doing something for the benefit, quote unquote, for the benefit of St. Jude. But a big chunk of the money has to go to the players to get the teams to play here, right? I mean, that's why they do these things. They play these things so we can get money, that we can generate NIL money to go into the pockets of our players. And so when I talked to Rick Shadyac as he was exiting, he said, yeah, the NIL demands are getting to be such that we may not be able to continue this. I do think the fact that it's Cal and Arkansas, I think ticket sales would be dramatically, they were fine last year. I think they'd be dramatically better because, first of all, you'd have Arkansas fans in addition to the Memphis fans. And then second of all, if it becomes a celebration of all the players who have played under Calipari, there may be some Memphis fans who say, I want nothing to do with this. But I think most Memphis fans would want to be there for that night. And so I think it will be a massive success and will enable them to do this game that was a little bit, you know, hanging in the balance. I think they still want to make it a regular season tournament at some point, but that's how they could get this done now. And I also think that it would create, once again, listen, for a roster that's in flux is generous to say this roster is in flux this year. I think it would once again focus the fan base on this team and on a signature event to kick off the season. And so the question to me really only becomes, is Memphis as a city, is it time to have John back and to have the players celebrated and to have all of that unfolding at FedEx Forum? And I will be interested. I do think we should do a Jeff Calkins show poll. How do we phrase it, Jeffrey?
Jeff, you're the wordsmith. I have Jeff Calkins show poll, colon.
Let's say, do you, is it time for, do you support John Calipari and Arkansas? Maybe it's too long.
No, we're fine. It's the character's issue is on the
okay. Do you support St. Jude bringing in John Calipari and Arkansas for an exhibition game? That's simple as that, right? Let's just make it that. And then the answers will be yes or no. The answers will be yes or no. Do you support St. Jude bringing in John Calipari? They didn't even say, just say bringing John Calipari back to Memphis for an exhibition game. Phrase it that way. Do you support St. Jude bringing John Calipari back to Memphis for an exhibition game? Question mark, yes or no. That's going to be the Jeff Calkins show poll of the day. And I will personally, I listen, it's not for me to say whether it is time. It's not for me to say. I can give you my opinion. But there are lots of Memphis Tiger fans who have lots of opinions on this. There are many who think it was always time, that that's been the golden era of Memphis basketball. And let's be mature about this. Kentucky's a better job. He simply went to Kentucky. It's a better job. But he gave us some of the best years of the Memphis basketball has or will ever experience. And there should be gratitude for that. And of course it is time to bring him back. And it has always been time. Should have been done years ago. But of course it's done now. It should be done now. There are others who think, yeah, it wasn't quite time before, but now that he's moved on from Kentucky, that he's at Arkansas, that he's honestly had a little of his own ups and downs over the years, maybe to say humbled is probably a stretch, but he's had his own ups and downs over the years. And so enough time has passed that this is the moment. And then there are others who will still say, no, over my dead body, it's not going to be time. It's like Pete Rose. Wait till he's no longer exists on this earth. Then it'll be time. Or, you know, Wait till he's retired from basketball, where you're not recruiting against the University of Memphis. Then it'll be time. We don't need to put NIL money in the pockets of Arkansas. I can listen to that argument, too.
I think if John is sincere in the wanting to honor the players here, I think that makes it a lot more appetizing.
So is the poll live?
It is, Jeff.
All right. Well, let me vote. I'll cast my vote here. Let's see. I'm going to cast my vote, and I am going to retweet it. The poll is up. Do you support St. Jude bringing John Calipari back to Memphis for an exhibition game? I voted yes. In my own view, it's time. I do think as long as he was at Kentucky, maybe wasn't time. But years go by, man. Years go by. I don't know. Like when John came back for the NCAA tournament, even back then, I wrote this. I remember it. The idea that Memphis fans spend every day obsessed with John Calipari is stupid. They just don't. Like, they worry about P.J. Hagerty. They worry about Dane Danger. For a couple of years, it was fun to root against Kentucky. And for some, and then for others, they never did. They never got it, whatever. But to the extent that that was a thing, I think a lot of time has passed, man. A lot of time has passed. I mean, we've had a pandemic since then. College basketball has been completely flipped around since then. Penny has always had a good relationship with Cal. Tim Duncan has a good relationship with Cal. To have him come in and have all the players be honored, and Cal will always say that. Like, he'll always say, "It's about my players," whatever. But he will be honored as well and should be. I think enough, there was always going to be a moment when it was time. And I think having this be the moment, I think is fine. I also think having, you know, that it is for the benefit of St. Jude, you know, it adds another little bit of luster to this. And it takes away any remaining 1% of distaste that people might have for this. My God, who in the world is going to complain about John Calipari joining in a benefit for St. Jude? Here's the truth about John Calipari. The guy is a genius. He is an absolute genius at communication and genius at program building. And when his interests align with your interests, there is no better person to be on the side of, because he is, of course, almost transparently driven, almost laughably driven by self-interest, right? Like everything, there's a John angle to everything, right? But as long as your interests aligned with his interests, that is a rocket ship you want to be on, because he's a creative genius in terms of promoting things. So as long as his interests aligned with Memphis's interest, that was wonderful. It was beautiful. It was, my God, look at him. Go, 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 John. As he took on the RPI guy, and as he, like, took on the NCAA, and as he, you know, chip on his shoulder. Like, he represented us. It was incredible. And the three straight Elite Eights, the Final Four, the championship game, all of that. As long as your interests align with John's interests, it is golden. And then the moment that it stops being golden is when they no longer align. And that's what happened in the end. In the end, he took the job at Kentucky, and then his interests didn't align with your interests anymore. And so that's why the players all left, and the players were going to leave. They didn't come to Memphis, let's be honest, for Memphis. They came to Memphis for John Calipari, right? And so, but as soon as his interests don't align with yours, all of a sudden, John's holed up in his house trying to, quote unquote, make his decision, where he's already made his decision. He just wants to use that time to make sure all the players are on board while he can still talk to the players without tampering. Once his interests and your interests no longer align, well, that becomes a rough spot then. That becomes a rough spot. That's when he's making off with the snow cone machine, which became a symbol of all this. The snow cone machine became a sort of a crazy symbol of all this, in the same way that the hot dog stand, it's funny, it always boils down to concessions. The hot dog stand became a symbol of how Larry Finch was mistreated. But John understands Memphis. still cares about Memphis. And here, the beautiful thing is that John's interests and Memphis's interests and St. Jude's interests will once again align. And it will be in selling as many tickets as they possibly can for that night, which will drive interest in Memphis basketball, which will drive money to St. Jude, which will put money in his players' pockets and put money in Memphis's players' pockets. Once again, we are in this beautiful place where John's interests and your interests as a Memphis fan align. And that is a beautiful rocket ship to be on, even if it's only briefly. So I think I not only have voted yes, I voted yes emphatically that it is, I do support it. And I think it will carry the day overwhelmingly. Jeffrey, how about you?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I think I would prefer it to be a real game. But also, if you're going to make it a celebration, whatnot, I can understand wanting to make it more of an exhibition and using the St. Jude angle. But I don't know. Like, I also think, like, if you just...
If you want to be petty about it and say, listen, John, if you want to come back here, do it in a real game. John won't do a real game, right?
Right.
I mean, that's the same thing. John won't do a real game. And let's not forget that. If you want to vote no, I'm going to let you come back here, put money in the pockets of your players, be celebrated, et cetera, and yet you're not even willing to play a home-and-home with Memphis? Get out of here. I can listen to that argument, too.
Yeah.
I think I'm a little bit realistic, and I'll take what's being offered here. And that, to me, would be ideal. That's not going to happen because that's not what John does. John would say, let's play it in Little Rock, or let's play it in Nashville, or, I mean, ridiculousness, right? John wasn't going to do a home-and-home. And if you want to say, well, that's fine, I'll hold out for that. If John wants to come back, let him give us a home-and-home. We could use a home-and-home, drive season ticket sales, everything else. He's not going to do that. Because that no longer, his interests aren't there. He didn't want to play Memphis in front of a hostile crowd.
No, and I'm with you. Like, to me, this feels like the appropriate kind of settling.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Let's just open the phones real quick. We got to get to John Martin here. 445-0929, 445-0929 is the phone number. If y'all want to weigh in on this, we'll take some instant off-the-fly, off-the-cuff reactions. 445-0929. We do have the poll up, Jeffrey. What are the current results?
Jeff, so far of our poll question, which is, do you support St. Jude's bringing John Calipari back to Memphis for an exhibition game? Only 38 votes tallied so far. 94.7% say yes.
Overwhelmingly. And I think that's right. I think that's right. It's St. Jude. It's time. I think that is right. 445-0929, if you have any thoughts on this. 445-0929 is the phone number. Obviously, it's not final yet. John mentioned it last night. And I do believe that talks are ongoing. And I do believe it is very likely to happen. And it also keeps alive, by the way, this possibility of having this grow into something that is larger, which is not insignificant. I think the goal for St. Jude has always been that they wanted this to be a regular season event, and maybe someday they will get that. And this at least sustains the event, builds a little more tradition in hopes that they can get there someday. People don't want to weigh in. That's fine. 445-0929 is the phone number. 445-0929. We've got lots of other things to get to. You can weigh in on the poll if you don't want to call in. Jeffrey, are we...
We've got Jake in Memphis on. Jake, go ahead.
Jake, how are you?
Love listening. I just want to say probably for every 10 to 15-year-old Memphis Tiger fan between 05 and 08, it would be phenomenal to see all these former players back for a game like that and get their kind of due recognition from all the guys now, who guys and girls who are 25 to 35 years old now who fell in love with Memphis basketball watching them play.
All right. So you support it. I do too. Thanks very much. Appreciate it. 445-0929, 445-0929, if anyone else wants to weigh in on this. Jeffrey?
Hold on. I've got to get a
Jeffrey's
couple.
Here's the problem. Jeffrey has to answer phones while I am talking, and I'm out of town this week, and so I can't watch him juggling, and so I can talk to him as if he's in a position to talk to me, but what he's doing is picking up the phone and saying, hello, ESPN 92.9, what's your name? And entering your name into the phone thing. We really need two people. You know, you listen to Unsportsmanlike, and they got million people. We got to get to Brad about this. We need at least a staff of five, it seems to me, particularly on days when we take calls like this. Jeffrey? No, Jeffrey.
Hang on.
Sorry. This was ill-advised. I probably shouldn't have taken calls today. I sprung this on Jeffrey, and he was absolutely unaware that we were going to do it. He already got the poll up, and now he's having to field phone calls and talk to me simultaneously. Just to give him more of a hard time, the phone number is 445-0929.
Okay,
sorry,
Jeff. We got three.
I did this to you.
We got three loaded up. Let's go to Toby.
We'll just take those three, and then we'll stop. They'll take those three. Who do we got?
We got Toby. You're on.
Hey, Toby.
Hey, just want to weigh in a little bit. Anything that helps St. Jude, puts money in the pockets of the Memphis players, it's a win-win, and we get to celebrate that great, wonderful team that we had back in the day.
All right. Thanks, Toby. He's a yes. That's two yeses. I think this is an overwhelmingly a positive thing. We may have some holdouts, though. 445. Oh, we're just taking the two other people who are on. Jeffrey, who do we got?
Jeff, we go to Herd. Herd, you're on.
Hey, Herd.
Yes, what's going on now? I tell you, I really vote yes for that poll that you guys set up.
Yeah.
Because I don't like John Calipari because of what he's done.
Yeah.
But I think it's time to put that behind us.
All right.
Especially when it comes to St. Jude's.
Thank you very much.
All right.
I appreciate it. And the final call on this topic, Jeffrey.
Jeff, we got a B. He's joining us from Poplar Avenue.
Hello, B.
What's going on, man?
So what do you think?
Man, Cal was a legend here. I mean, yeah, he did what he did, but what Coach Devin did that. And I mean, you got to keep bringing hype towards the program, whether it's Tennessee, Arkansas. Like, we need some big-time programs and teams that we got to put on that schedule.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Jeffrey, it seems to be unanimous. Now, mind you, that this game is not, quote unquote, on the schedule. It would be an exhibition game. Both the last time we checked the poll, it was 90-something percent. Here, it's 3-0 in terms of our callers. And so it seems like a grand idea. We will continue.
Yeah, we're up to 95.9%, Jeff, with 73 votes.
It's unbelievable. Okay. In other news, before we get to John Martin, a couple things real quick that we should get into. Speaking of PJ Haggerty, he did nicely at the NBA Combine yesterday. They had according to Jonathan Givony, the best shooters at the NBA Combine drills. This is an aggregate of all the shots. Mark Sears was from Alabama, was unbelievable at 83%. Chaz Lanier, 77%. Ryan Nembhard and PJ Haggerty. There you have it. Ryan Nembhard and PJ Haggerty tied at 73%. That's promising if you're PJ Haggerty, isn't it?
So I talked to Mark. Mark was covering the event for Gannett, and he said PJ had a very good day, but he also told me, he's like, this is not a highly competitive event. Like, you got the sense of, you know, you and I have discussed how the NFL Combine feels like its significance is even dwaning. Right. He's like dwindling. This one is even more so.
We did get his measurements. They're less promising. I mean, honestly, just if you're going to be a shooting guard, they're less promising. He is 6'2¼".
It is actually my favorite. Outside of hand measurements at football,
you like barefoot?
It's so funny to me. Like, guys that have been listed at, like, 6'10 were coming out at, like, 6'6". It was, it's the best.
I don't understand, by the way. Occasionally I'll hear someone say, why do they measure them barefoot? They play in shoes. Because barefoot is their actual height.
Right.
Unless they're playing in freaking elevator shoes, I want their barefoot height. He's 6'2¼".
Well, also, I don't like people continuing to be able to lie.
Right. Give me how tall they are.
Right.
He's 6'2". He's not a small man. He's taller than I am.
Correct.
A little. And 189.4 pounds. He's got a 6 foot, 6.5 inch wingspan and an 8 foot, 1.5 inch standing reach. He is, by the way, on a roster which will scrimmage. And here's the thing. On the roster, he is listed as a shooting guard.
Yeah.
Mark Sears is on that roster, and Cam Jones, Memphis' own, Pride of Memphis, also on that roster. They are the point guards. So I'm not sure that's what he needs, because you can't be a – it's very tough to be – unless you are just an explosive athlete, it's very tough to be a 6'2 shooting guard in the NBA. My suspicion is he returns to school. My suspicion is it'll be NC State, but who knows? That's the news on that. I just don't know whether we're going to get to all these things that we have to get to, because we got John Martin and we have Chris Harrington and we have Sam Hardiman. So let's just briefly touch on the Pete Rose news, which came out yesterday. 17 players, Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe Jackson, were removed from the permanently
contact list.
No, the permanently ineligible.
Banned. Yeah.
The
lifetime ban list. I think it's
basically it was called the permanently ineligible list, I think. Well, and so now, a couple things about this. One is, coincidentally, this doesn't put him into the Hall of Fame. What has to happen now is the ERA committee, the 16-person ERA committee. Which is composed of Hall of Famers, some executives, some deeply experienced media members, will ultimately vote on whether he gets into the Hall of Fame.
The ultimate literal gatekeepers.
Right. They are the gatekeepers. And he needs 12 out of 16 votes. Okay? He needs 12 out of 16 votes. So it's not just the Baseball Writers Association, which would have voted on him originally. That has passed. He's now to the ERA, the 16-person ERA committee. So they will vote on it. Who knows? If he is inducted the next time that he is eligible to be inducted, it will be – he will actually – they know his induction date already. They know when the ceremony will be, because they know when that class will be inducted. It'll be August 6th of 2028. So there you go. What's interesting is that the rule that someone who is permanently ineligible cannot be on the Hall of Fame ballot, and that's what was changed yesterday, really, that rule was only invented, passed in 1991, right before Pete Rose was ready to go on the Hall of Fame ballot. So the rule was really cooked up for Pete Rose, and now it has been abandoned for Pete Rose. And coincidentally, right after Donald Trump meets with the commissioner, he met with the commissioner, and he's been a big proponent, Trump has, of getting Rose into the Hall of Fame. And he met with Manfred on April 17th. So it feels like maybe not a complete coincidence. What have we seen when Trump leans on universities, leans on law firms, leans on, you know, whatever? He's been getting what he wants. And it would not surprise me at all if this was at least some of the instigation for this change. I mean, Bob Manfred had already met with Pete Rose's family before and people who wanted him into the Hall of Fame before. That didn't seem to move him. This did. So kind of interesting. And also will be interesting
well,
to see.
Well, also didn't, I think Pete Rose himself said, oh, I'll get in after I die.
Oh, yeah. Pete Rose knew he'd get in after he dies. And the argument is that, and this is, I think it's a reasonable argument.
He doesn't get to enjoy the celebration of himself. Yeah.
I don't think it's that he doesn't get to enjoy it. It's that he's no longer a danger to bring disrepute onto the Hall of Fame or baseball because he's dead. So he can't embarrass them at this ceremony. He can't embarrass them by signing autographs that say something wacky on it. He can't embarrass them. Once you're dead, you can't bring disrepute any longer. Right. On the game. And so I think it was less about depriving him from the enjoyment as it was protecting the
I think also they did not want him being able to make a speech.
Some pettiness.
Well, I don't think they wanted him to be able to make a speech.
Yes, I think that's true. He would not have been voted in. I mean, the truth of the matter is that look at who hasn't been voted in.
Yeah, no, I'm
Clemens hasn't been voted in. Bonds hasn't been voted in. Like, they're and it'll be interesting to see if this creates momentum. Now, those guys aren't dead. Is there going to be some...
Well, they're not on a banned list.
Yes, but they're also... No, they're not on a banned list. They just simply didn't get the votes.
Right.
And by the way, their eligibility, almost all of them, has passed. So they would also at some point have to be voted in by...
This committee.
By one committee or another. Yeah. It's interesting because I think makes total sense. Have him in now that he's dead. It seems silly to have a Hall of Fame that doesn't have the greatest hitter of all time in it. On the other hand, it is sort of interesting... The danger of gambling right now, a player deciding to gamble, is more pronounced than it has ever been because it's easier than it has ever been. So it is sort of interesting that in the wake of this environment, when it is easier for a player to gamble on baseball than it has ever been, it is interesting that now is the time that they are choosing to loosen this rule on a guy who did gamble on baseball. I'm not opposed to it. I am not at all opposed to it. The one thing I don't necessarily agree with is people who say, listen, it's a museum. It should just have the history of the game in it. Well, that's true, but it's also an honor. It's not just, like, there's no question. You could have an exhibit up about, in the Boston Marathon Hall of Fame, you could have an exhibit up about Rosie Ruiz, who once took the freaking subway to win the Boston Marathon, right? In the Boston Marathon Museum. That is different than inducting Rosie Ruiz into the Hall of Fame, into the Boston Marathon Hall of Fame. So when you are inducting someone into the Hall of Fame, you are, in fact, honoring them. And that's why it is different than just, oh, the history of it just documents the history. No, it's an honor. And I still think the things he did deserve to be honored. But if you look at, for example, the what the voters are supposed to vote on, this is what the ballot says. You're supposed to vote on the player's record, playing ability, integrity, sportsmanship, and contribution to the team on which the player played. If that is, now that's for the writer's ballot, the original ballot. If that is the ballot, and I agree to vote on that, I couldn't vote for Pete Rose, right?
I couldn't vote for Ty Cobb, and I think he was in the first class.
Well, that's fine, but I couldn't vote for them. I couldn't vote for Barry Bonds. If that is Unless I'm just ignoring it. I'm not going to ignore it. If that's what it changed the ballot then.
Bonds is such a difficult case for me because if Bonds never does steroids, he was still a Hall of Famer.
Still a Hall of Fame. That's true. But I'm voting on his integrity.
I think when you start legislating integrity and morality,
fine.
Like
that's fine. Then take it off the thing. That's in the ballot.
I think I agree with that.
You should say based on whether they are worthy, based on their accomplishments on the field, then 100%. Then you vote them in.
Yep.
But as long as it says integrity,
it goes on and on about that. It's a stipulation.
So that is happening, and then. Yeah, we'll take a break. We'll talk to John Martin about this other stuff.
Thank you. I have
so many things to get into I want to get into today. I need a 3-hour show. Not often. I'm usually ready to wrap it up after 2 hours.
Sure, Jason and John will give you an hour.
Today I need a three-hour show. If you are inducted into the Hall of Fame and you want that moment commemorated and enshrined forever, or in any Hall of Fame, your high school Hall of Fame, whatever it is, just take that certificate, that photo, that proclamation. Head on to the Frame Corner, 5035 Park Avenue, and get that sucker properly framed, beautifully framed, so you will have it forever. You can put it on your wall. Your kids will have it. Frame Corner's been doing this for 50 years. 5035 Park Avenue. They do custom frame. You can buy a frame there, too, as well. But they do beautiful custom framing. I have been a customer. Sam Hardiman went in there and got his hole. That's when he got his hole in one. He needed it framed. Where do you go? Take it to the Frame Corner. Frame Corner, Memphis, 5035 Park Avenue. Back in a moment with John Martin, Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
And John Martin was a guy who lived and died with those Memphis Tigers under John Calipari. And so we got a Memphis Tiger, a Jeff Calkins Show poll going, given the news that John himself mentioned that they may be playing an exhibition game here to benefit St. Jude. Sort of Arkansas will play the role that North Carolina did last year, I think is the idea from what John indicated. So the poll is up. Do you support John Calipari coming back with Arkansas to benefit St. Jude? It was overwhelmingly yes. I myself voted yes. But I ask you, John Martin, as someone who lived and died with those Tigers, how would you vote in the Jeff Calkins Show poll?
I would vote no. That this evil, vile terrorist should never be allowed back inside our borders.
And deported to, a prison. In a country where they, from which they can never be retrieved.
Correct. I don't care what the courts say.
So that's a fair take, John. I got an email on this topic saying I hate that man. I think he should rot. But having him come back as the coach of Arkansas as opposed to Kentucky makes all the difference. So even this person was in favor. I think you're being sarcastic. I don't think you're being truthful with us, is my view, John.
Well, here's the problem when it comes to this topic, right? I love John. I do. Right. I appreciate John.
So you say yes. What's the problem?
The problem is Memphis fans are supposed
to
hate.
No, I mean, honestly, literally 99% are voting yes. I don't think Memphis fans...
That's sort of a different... Him coming back to the Forum to play an exhibition game that benefits St. Jude is totally different than the topic of Cal himself, right?
I just think the idea that Memphis fans sit around spending a lot of time invested, I think most fans... Listen, I think there are fans who like you, who think, he could have been brought back to be honored the first game. I just loved him. I appreciate him. He never did. I understand everything he did, and I love him, and I never hold anything against him, and I don't care that he left us in probation, and I don't care that he took all the players. Any coach would, and I just love him, and I'm grateful. There are those people who say that. Then there are some people who are still, I don't think many, over my dead body, he should never be able to set foot in here. I don't actually know that those people exist anymore. And then there's a lot of people who are like, I was really mad at John. I was mad at him for leaving us in probation. I was mad for them lying to us. I was mad, whatever. And I didn't want him to win when he was at Kentucky with the players who would have been at Memphis. That would have been painful. And so it was fun to hate him for a long time. But man, this is practically 15 years have gone by. How many years have gone by since he left? So I'm kind of over it. And honestly, I've been over it for 6 years or 8 years. When he came back for the NCAA tournament, I sort of thought, even then I remember writing, listen, we're kind of over this. I don't think people hate John actively much anymore. Maybe if they have to root for John or someone else, they might root for someone else. But I think it's a fib that it's a thing. Don't you? Like, do you know people who just over my dead body?
I don't think people sit around hexing him, with the voodoo dolls. But, do I think that they actively want him back? Do I think that they actively want to see him in Memphis? No, I don't. I do not believe that. I think that those, again, like, active hatred.
There's many of those people who just do really. Here's the truth. I don't think there's many of those people. I think most people are grateful. And as time has gone by and you realize, my God, we never, look at us now. Like, we never, like, there's even a richer appreciation of him.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. Like, all I have is the, people that are, I have my brother-in-law, hates him. Still hates him. Like, will never change. Like, we'll hold it over him forever that he left. When he left. So, and then you have the most people on the internet are going to be anti-Cal, from Memphis. Now, are there people walking down the street today that you can go to see a Kroger or wherever, and you're like, hey, what do you think about Cal? It's been a while, whatever.
I don't think most on the internet are anti-Cal. I disagree there. I think most are, I think it's the opposite. You can still find people who hate Cal, but not many. Here's the truth, though. In terms of whether he's coming back for an exhibition game or a real game, if you want a reason to hate Cal, the fact that he won't give you a home at home and he's only willing to come back for an exhibition game that's put money in his pockets of the Arkansas players, hey, if you want to, that actually would be a reason to not want this, is that, to me, it's the opposite. Come back, have a real game on the schedule, be willing to play a game that helps Memphis sell season tickets, and then come back. But if you're not even willing to do a home-and-home any more than Rick Barnes is willing to do a home-and-home, no, screw the exhibition. I can see people making that argument. Why bring him back for an exhibition if he's not willing to give you a home-and-home?
Because you're trying to do good things for St. Jude. I mean, you're trying to...
Yeah, yeah, go ahead.
And so, you don't have... Rick Barnes skirted out of a contract. Like, there was three games in that series, and he's refusing to play the third. So there's a big difference between John Calipari and what he's maybe doing here and what Rick Barnes is doing. Rick Barnes signed and Tennessee signed an agreement to play three games. They have not fulfilled that promise. They have not fulfilled that duty. So that would just be the key difference here for me. But I think it's great. I think it would be a great thing for Memphis. I think it would be a great thing for everybody. You know, exhibition games don't matter, obviously. They're just, you know, I mean, we thought Memphis was the worst team in college basketball after their exhibitions last, you know, this year. And as it happened, you know, North Carolina that beat the crap out of them barely made the tournament, you know, and Memphis was a 5 seed. I don't think anybody would have possibly believed that after watching the way that exhibition game unfolded. But, you know, it is nice and it is a fun thing. And I think the hope is that someday that this St. Jude exhibition deal becomes a regular season event, you know, but you got to build towards that. And I think this is part of that.
And I think it also helps create, I mean, let's be honest, it's going to be another random, if Dane Danger is on the roster, that helps dramatically, but it's going to be feel like another kind of random roster, right? I think having a signature event, even as an exhibition to sort of, hey, here they are, you know, I think focuses the mind and creates some pop for the program that needs it. I don't know. Do you agree with that or is that overstated?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's probably a little overstated, you know, because I don't think anybody at the national level will care about it. You know, and I don't think anybody really knows, like, anybody on this team. Like,
I mean, it focuses the mind from a local perspective, you know.
It's better than Memphis Madness, right? Like, it's better, or whatever they call it now. Like, it'll get people engaged in a way that they would not otherwise have been, but I don't want to, like, go overboard with like, oh, this team is, you know, Memphis is going to love this team. You know, I don't know that they will.
In the meantime, what'd you think of PJ Haggerty, his performance at the combine? Does that change anything for you? He evidently shot the lights out.
I mean, I don't really think so. Because they call them anthro measurements now. But
yeah. What the hell is that?
I don't know when that trend started, but, you know, I think he's still 6'2", right? You know, had a good wingspan. It wasn't like he was like a, you know, I don't think anybody really had a bad wingspan for the most part. But at the end of the day, like, is his shooting, you know, going to be enough to get him in the first round? I think the answer to that question is probably no. And so as a result of that, you know, he'd be better served going back to school because, you know, even if he's got a $3 million offer on the table somewhere, it's going to be obviously more than he would make, you know, at the NBA level. And if it's a question of, oh, I just go second round or G League, whatever, like you could do that in 2026. You could just get your money, $3 million. Maybe something crazy happens and you know, explode up the draft. Or worst case scenario, you do what you were going to do anyway, which was go second round, G League, and then start to have to make a living that way. But I would recommend him go back to school and get that NIL while he can.
What did you make of the addition of Mason Matthews as a scholarship player, a Division II player?
You know, obviously, I was a little nervous about it, you know, because I don't know that it's a great sign, you know, with how everything is going. You know, I can probably think of 5 cases off the top of my head of Division II guys transferring up and being successful, you know, over like it just never happens ever. For a variety of reasons. You know, Duncan Robinson is like one of the more, you know, high profile ones. He was D2 and then he went to Michigan and he got drafted and he had a little bit of, I mean, he got a lot of money in the NBA with the Heat. Now he stinks, but, you know, it did happen. So, I mean, has it happened in history before? Yes. But
wasn't Jalen Wells a Division II player?
Sonoma State, sounds correct. Yep, there you go. Yeah. Jalen Wells. Hey,
there's another.
You know,
one.
I mean, he
there's
ended
another.
Up going up to Washington State and it ended up, you know, working out for him.
It's so interesting. They're both shooters. Both those guys you mentioned are shooters, which is also true of Mason Matthews. You know,
Pierre was supposed to be a shooter as well at Memphis, right? Like he came from wherever he came from. And he ended up actually transferring to Belmont and having a pretty good season this past year. But I don't know. In the course of time, over you know, you cover a college basketball team for 20 years. The reality is there are going to be a lot of players that get signed and that come here that never do anything, that don't make impacts, that don't get on the floor, that, like, I mean, there's the Sam Anu and John Camden and, you know, Pierre and Yates and Buna Kibe, you know, all these guys. Like, you just so it's just part of the thing. Like, this guy is probably just fodder. Would be.
Are you optimistic about Curtis Givens?
Yeah, I think so. The point guard from LSU, the transfer from LSU. I think it's a really good opportunity, you know, to get a guy who's got multiple years of eligibility. I don't think people realize that if he ended up coming to Memphis, he would be the highest ranked player. And I'm excluding Wiseman for obvious reasons, but he'd be the highest ranked player from Memphis to have come to Memphis since Dedrick in 2016 or 2015. Is when he committed. So a decade is what you're talking about, because he was 39th coming
out
of high.
Are you excluding Wiseman because he speaks Chinese? Why are you excluding Wiseman?
I'm excluding Wiseman because he's not actually from Memphis. He lived here for 9 months.
Okay, fair enough.
So I think, you know, it would be an opportunity to get a guy like that and, you know, keeping your program, develop him. I think there's a belief that he could play alongside, you know, Doug McDaniel. So I like the talent. Like, he represents some talent that I think this roster is kind of lacking, honestly. Just you know, they have, like, pieces that could work, you know. But I think they need more just sheer talent. And I think that's what Curtis Givens III would bring in.
John, thank you very much. I'll be listening from 11 to 2. Appreciate it, man.
Yep.
That is John Martin. If you are getting a little extra time on your hands this week, get yourself to O'Call. I did just 2 weeks ago. Then I swung by again a couple days later to pick up my Brack slacks, which had been altered. And the folks who they were a little long. And so the folks who do the alterations, you won't find us most places, or any other place really, are right there on site. It is a legendary clothing store, but it's warm, it's inviting, the people are incredibly helpful. JoJo was in there last time, and she was, you know, when it comes to clothes, I'm like, help me. And JoJo's like, we're here for you, man. We're here for you. And so I got two pairs of Brack slacks. I got a couple of polos, performance, just beautiful shirts. I got a couple of pairs of shorts. They were Peter Millar, once again. And, you know, some of it is just like, there's two different brands of shorts I was trying on. And she's like, these look much better than those. Get these. And that's the kind of expertise that I need, you know. And it's the reason that you go to a place. The clothes are beautiful, but the secret sauce are the people. And the people are unbelievable. And they're skilled at what they do. And I could not recommend them more. So whether you are, whether you're getting ready for a backyard barbecue or barbecue fest, you're heading down there this week, you want to look your best, or you got graduations coming up and weddings coming up, whatever it is, look your best. Go in and avail yourself of the expertise and friendliness of the folks at O'Call. We're late to Chris Harrington. We'll do that next. Then Sam Hardiman. It is Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.